let's see the ration side. Start with the second line on the second page. Maybe we'll put it up, put the sleeve up on the board again this time. Same way we did yesterday. We have Kutta. We have Kutais. We have the Kutais. And we ask Navini, Kutta. My time is the Abanan. And he answers that it's, that you should shake his eyes with him for this fast. And Navini answered, that it's Mishnah Shatir and there's no two guys that pray after this fast. Then we have some Kupais, same thing. We have Dimi answer to Miss Tavlin. We have some Meduchais, why are we failing? And he answered to the Dimana Nech. And the Shalis, are these also, are the Kashas here also to Abai? So different Girsais. So, the one by us says, Rashi Girsa, the same question we asked to Abai. Why there about a chenek the kutta chabad? You should say it in the staff place. And Abai doesn't answer. The Gemara Nozir says that the Dini has to buy back by kupais. Say it in the staff place. Abai didn't answer, although he could say the same answer from his tablet. And then by meduchais, the Gemara Nozir says that Abai said that had the staff place. Is dafka v'rayv iser, which creates a tension because if after the sacrifice is dafka v'rayv iser, then what's the problem by kupais and what are you asking by kupais and by kutach? There it's rayv hetter, so there's no hetter and sacrifice, which we saw yesterday in Taisus.
Just to have a have it up that we're so back. So Taisus. So anyway, the Rashi is in time. Even less event. On page one. The Rash discussed the Machlekes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam by mikveh. Is it a case where the Shum and the Tavlin are Muruv, like Rashi? Or is it a case that the Shum and the Tavlin are Imed Bifnei Atzma, like Rabbeinu Tam? That's the backdrop. That was, that's the part that we're not reading inside, because it's very busy with Sukkis in Tfilin. But the Rash is on the side of Rashi. The Rash agrees with Rashi that the case of Shum and Shemen is that the case of mikveh is that the Shum and the Shemen are Muruv in the mikveh. So yes, in time, even the less of the end, if Rash is right, as the Rash believes, that the Shum and the Shem are not the end, so Maikim Shani also Hail Vizar Lekalot the Kizayis. So how can Rav Dimi say that the reason for mikveh is because there's a Kizayis Bechdechi was Pras? Amina Perkshani the Chulin, Hanach Linazir Adema, the Lekka Kizayis Bechdechi was Pras. It's mashmah that a stam mizid, a stam mikveh, is not kizayis bechdei achilas pas. So how can Adim say that here the mikveh is kizayis bechdei achilas pas? That's not the normal mitzvah of the mikveh. That you have kizayis bechdei achilas pas of truma. And he says the vishlama ibishen be'en ayri. If you say like Taisus, like a benetam, that the shum and the shemen are be'en, that's fine. Yochel alakit bechdei achilas pas. So then I could hear that you could eat. If you eat strategically, you aim at the Shum and the Shem, and you could eat the Kizayis, but they feel as crass. I believe in Medumayri, but if it's like Rashi, that it's all mixed up, so how can you have a Kizayis? How can the Gemara say, B'pshitus, Rabdimi, that you have a Kizayis, but they feel as crass? So who asked this Kasha? We already had this Kasha. Who asked the Kasha? Taisus. What did Taisus answer?
No, that
the Mishnah is talking about. We have a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. The Rashi is a different text. The Rashi is Yesh Leimar. Atal gav the b'stam achil let kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Efshu the ochum ne tubu v'asachas ad iki kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. He says, you can eat faster. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Mishnah Gemara says in the Chulin that stam mizid adema doesn't have a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. That's if you eat at the normal speed. But if you eat a little bit faster, then you could have a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. So therefore, a zar could be like on a mikveh. What Rabbi Rechana says is that a zar could be like on a mikveh. Hel v'zar like all of the kizayit. So therefore, it's not bottled for kabbalah's tum as well. Well, a person could eat it faster. He'll eat a kizayit bechdei achilas pras. Achilas pras is a time duration. So it could happen. The Gemara says, but kutta chavavli, that you, that it's not a kazayis b'techilas bras, because if you ate it fast, it'll be botla daita. So if you don't have a kutta chavavli, that means hosam, either kasot or ochul, mean a botla daita yetzul kalolam. That's not the same. By kutta chavavli, there the metzias is, that it's a dip. And if you eat it faster than people normally eat, just sit down and you lace into the cream cheese, so that's botla daita yetzul kol odom. But a mikveh is a porridge, and some people eat the porridge faster, and some people eat the porridge slower, and so it could be kazayis b'techilas pras for one person, and not be kazayis b'techilas pras for the other. So the Gemara Chulin is talking about a person who ate it slower. But the Gemara by us is saying, but the ma'aseh be'etzem is ours loikol b'kazayis. If a person wants to, he could be loikol b'kazayis. That's good enough that since he's loikol b'kazayis, it's not botol gabi kabolos to leir. So I just want to talk this too briefly because this is a very important drash for the issue of kazayis b'techilas pras. The Michas Baruch in Simon Gimel has a simon about this topic. What's the definition of a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras? Is a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras a certain objective concentration? One part per whatever it is. Let's say 1 out of 6 or 1 out of 8. Is it a certain specific concentration? And if it's less concentrated than that, then it's not a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. You can eat it faster. What would I do? Or no, kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, maybe is a time thing. If you eat a kazayis, the mushroom, you could have a food. That if you ate it faster, you'll be like it because you had a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. And if you eat it slower, you won't be like it because you didn't eat a kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. So Michas Baruch says here in Rashi's Mufurish, the second way, that kazayis b'chdei achilas pras depends on the speed at which you, up to a point. I mean, there reaches a point where it could be botla daita, where it's a dip or something, then it's botla daita if you eat it fast. But other foods, some people eat fast, he brings a Gemara, that one of them is like 4 times as fast as the other. It's different people eat. You go to the lunchroom and see the same thing. Different people eat at different speeds. So kazayis b'chdei achilas pras is a variable. Yes, lodem is Taisus chayl. Taisus asked the kashi from Nizidadema, and he didn't give this test. Right, Taisus in the Gemara that week. Taisus is the same clash as the Rash. The Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says that Nizid Adem is no kazayis b'techilas pras. And Taisus says, what's going on in our Gemara? How can the Gemara say that the mikveh is kazayis b'techilas pras? And he doesn't say like the Rash. It's talking about a guy who fell away faster. Taisus says, the Akimt is talking about a case where the Mishnah of mikveh is talking about such a mikveh that has a lot of shuv v'shem. Why didn't Taisus give the same teretz as the Rash? So, could be that it's taka machlekes and this nekuda. And maybe Taisus is chaylech and this nekuda, and Taisus holds kazayis b'chdei achilas pras is a certain fixed ratio. And if you eat it faster, it's botla daita and you're not like it. Could be it's not muchach. Could be that Taisus, as far as the dinim of kazayis b'chdei achilas pras is concerned, what do you need to do to be like it? Taisus might agree to the Rash. The kazayis b'chdei achilas pras could have different speeds. Taisus kasha like this, Taisus l'shitasim. Remember, it's not another word right now, but remember back by the Gemara Mikveh itself. Gemara brought the Mishnah Mikveh, says that's Mokam Agoyis Tomei. That should be bottled for oil, or it's not a kebetz. The Taisa here says that it's only with the asmer, but it's not a kebetz. And you need your ice, you need a base to be with kabel tumma. I'm your rabban, you don't need a base to be with kabel tumma. Just go over the Gemara. I'm your rabban, you don't need a base in the kabel tumma. So what's the Gemara's kasher? What did Taisa say? Bottle like a mikvah. So Marashok, the Gemara's asking. Midir I say you need a kibetza. So where's the shumma? There's no kibetza here of shumma shema. If it's midir abon, it's about like a mikveh. Midir abon, you don't need a kibetza, but midir abon and the shumma shema don't have enough chashivos that they should be mekabel tumma. They're about like a mikveh. So the Gemara, so Rav Rechana answers, hoyle v'zah loikol of b'kizayis. So we spoke out, what's the Gemara's teretz, hoyle v'zah loikol of b'kizayis? Which part is Rav Rechana addressing? Is Rav Rechana saying that since the zah is loikol of b'kizayis, so therefore it's just like the zah is loikol of, because of Hetman's Tarfel Isser, or because of the Rodini, Kazayis B'Techilas Pras, so therefore it's considered to be a baser for Kabbalah's Tum as well? Or does Rav Rechana just mean, no, the baser for Kabbalah's Tum you still don't have. But Hoyle V'Zah Loikol Lo B'Kazayis, so it has a Chashivah, so it's not Botel Lag and Mikvah. Which way did Taisus learn? Which way did Tosis learn? Second way. Second way. Fair, she wasn't doing Tosis in the second way. The Gemara is saying, since you could be like it, so again, the Shum Hashem and Rebbe Fnei Atzma, the Nara Kebetza, with their eyes, sure, they're not Makabal Tumma, and even Midr Abonim, they don't need a Kebetza, but it's Botlaga Mikveh has no Chashivas. The Gemara's answer is, the way Tosis learns, that the Malkas gives it a Chashivas. Tosis then asked, so what do you have to come out to Mistafu Isra? What do you have to come out to Gezais Betrei Achilles Pass? I'll tell you another way that you could be like it. What did Tosis ask? Just be Malakit. Take Shum and eat. Just eat the Shum. Or just eat the Shemin. What did Tosis answer for that? It's not Derech Achilles B'Kach. What does it mean it's not Derech Achilles B'Kach? But that's not enough to give it a Chashiva so that it shouldn't be bought to Lagar Mikvah. In other words, if you did it, you would be chayit. About if you were malak at the shum and the shemen, pashtus and taisus. Taisus does you said otherwise, but pashtus and taisus by us. If you did it, taisus not saying you're not like it. But the fact that you could stand on your head and eat it in the mishum and the kawai, being malak at the shum and the shemen, and you could be like it, that's not enough to give it a chashivus that it shouldn't be bought like a mikvah. Chashivus would be if you could be like on it in the normal way. So mele, taisus could hold that of course you could eat it faster. You could eat the Shum Hashem faster than the regular speed. And if you ate the Shum Hashem faster than the regular speed, then for you, maybe it would be Kazayis B'Chayich Achilles Pas, then you would be like it. But Tosis just holds, but that's not enough to take off the Chashivas of Bot Lag HaMikvah. To give it a Chashivas, it shouldn't be Bot Lag HaMikvah. To give it a Chashivas, it shouldn't be Bot Lag HaMikvah, the average person has to be like Philip Kazayis. So therefore, Tosis, the average person, the Rav Chulin says, Nizinadema, the average Nizinadema, not Kazayis B'Chayich Achilles Pas, in the average person's eating. I have to say, the kimti here is that we're talking about a very garlicky mikvah. This cheshmi, the Rash doesn't have this cheshmi, because the Rash learns because the Rash is going in Rashi sheet. The Rash now is talking in Rashi sheet. That it's an Uruf. If it's an Uruf, you don't have this problem that you could be Malak at the Shum Hashemen here and Shum Hashemen there. Because it's an Uruf, it's not possible. So if it's an Uruf, so he doesn't have this Yisayin that you have to do it the right way in order to take off the problem of. By him anyway, the problem is not Bittul like a Mikvah. The problem is Bittul Beroit, it should be Bottul Beroit. The Gemara's answer is that the Gemara's answer then has to be that since it's our local of the Kazai, it's not Bottul Beroit. So this whole cheshbon is not relevant in the Rash. So the Rash says so Rav Dini said that since the Zara is local because I stay in this class, so therefore it's makabel, therefore it's not bottle bereit. So that's just totally bad to him. Is it shayach to be like it? So he says it's shayach to be like. If you ate it faster, you could be like it. The kitzur, what I want to bring out is that it's not muchuch. As far as the Michas Baruch's issue is concerned, what is the rule of Kazayis B'Fei Achilles Pas? It's not muchuch in this Rash. The Rash is for sure. The Rash for sure holds, says black and white, Kisayim Kazayis B'Fei Achilles Pas. It's not getting him anything. Whenever you have a case of Kazayis B'Fei Achilles Pas, the Rash says clearly Kazayis B'Fei Achilles Pas is not an objective concentration. There's no specific proportion of Kazayis B'Fei Achilles Pas. Kazayis B'Fei Achilles Pas means you, at your speed of eating, ate this food in such a way that in, let's say, 9 minutes, you ate a kizayis. Tosis, the chayr of Ashkot for Shain is mash, but he's chayr of Kanarash. Maybe it's not muchuch. Maybe Tosis could agree to the Rav. Tosis just holds that that's not enough, that it shouldn't be bottle agav, that it shouldn't be bottle agav, agav mikvah. Tell you what it's like. Just a little bit before we get into the nitty gritty of the Rash, but we're going to read together. But I just want to. There's an interesting thing here. The Minchas Baruch, he likes this Rash very much. He's a big fan of this sheet of Rash. He doesn't think anybody's chayil that. He doesn't speak out the chayil what I just said in Tosis, but he thinks that this is a Dov Muskum, that Kizayis B'Chei Achilles Pras is not an objective shiur. If you eat it faster, then it's depends on how fast you eat. And he brings a raya from a Gemara that we're familiar with. The Gemara in Chulin and Tzadik Ches has a case where you had a chatzi zeisa tarbo. Remember, chatzi zeisa tarbo, the nofel would be kulu de bisra. Half a zayis of chela fell into a pot of meat. Sova mar barav ashi l'shuri b'shleishim. So mar barav ashi wanted to say it's a bottle b'roi, you don't need 60, which is a normal halacha, as we'll learn later in Chulin. He said it's enough to have 1 in 30. Why? Because since it's only a chatzi shir in the first place, so it's only a chatzi shir, so we could be mekel in the shir. By a shir sholem, bittul beroi was only is the 60th. We need 60 tim bittul beroi, but we only have a chatzi shir, so we could be more mekel. That was the way Mar Ravashi wanted to have the halach. So Amalei Avua, so Ravashi, his father said to him, "No, you're wrong. Number one, with the zalzel b'shir derabon, the shir derabon can't be mezalzel even in a chatzi shir." Chazal said 160. If you can't say, well, but sometimes we're going to bend the rules, we're going to make it a 30th. If the 160, and that's across the board. Number two, chatzis is also in the Torah. He says he thinks he remembers if Chasim Sefer asked the question. So I don't know if Chasim Sefer asked the question. So Rabbi Krieger for sure asked the question. Asked the Michas Baruch, and it's really Rabbi Krieger's kasha. What did Marba Ravashi think? Marba Ravashi thought we're going to be mekel in a chatzi zayis because a chatzi zayis is only a chatzi shir. It would be a zayis sholem. Then I'd have to measure 1 to 60. That's what Chazal said. The shir is a bitl zechad b'shisha. Let's say you don't. But whatever, it's bitl b'roi zechad b'shisha. We'll see the sugis in chulim. You have to have a great taste. You don't have to have a great taste. But if we have 160, if we rely on this bitl b'roi, it's not nice and tough. So Rabbi Rashi put, that's only when you have a Zayis Shol. When you have a Chatzis Zayis, only a Chatzis Shir, you can be making on the Shir, it's only 130. Yes, Rabbi Krieger, what are you talking about? It's always a half a Zayis. Even if a whole Zayis fell in, it's going to be half a Zayis. Because Rabbi Rashi, how much is Chaylev, was it to Bosa? 1 to 30. 1 to 30, says Rabbi Krieger, is a Vada less than the Kazayis for Chaylev is Bas. Even if Sayyid passes 4 Beitzim, 8 Beitzim, a kezayis to 8 beitzim is a lot less than is a lot more than 1/30. Maybe it's a 16th. Whatever it is, it's not a 30th. So even if a whole zayis fell in, but it's moot because lemaisa when you eat this pot of meat, you're never eating a kezayis of chaylev. You're always eating less than the kezayis of chaylev. And nonetheless, the shear is 1/60th. And notice, every time Chazal said the shear is 1/60th, it's always a case where there's no kezayis with the achilas bas. So it's always focused on kezayis. So who cares if a kezayis fell in or half a kezayis fell in? Even when a whole kezayis fell in effect, it's a half a kezayis. So what was Mar Barav Ashi thinking when he wanted to say that we're going to have one set of rules when a kezayis fell in and another set of rules for when a chatzi kezayis fell in? Says the Mechaz Baruch, the Rash, it's okay. Because even if it's 1 to 30, you could still eat it. A fast eater could still eat a kezayis, but the achilas bas. Right? In other words, you have 9 minutes, you could eat it fast and eat a pras of this meat, and you'll have a zayis, but the achilas bas. It's only a 30th. Fast eater could eat a kezayis, could eat it in the zman. So therefore, Mar Baravashi held that there's a big difference if a zayis fell in or a chatzis zayis fell in. When a zayis falls in, so then there's an issur deraisa at stake. Even, you know, for fast eaters, it's an issur deraisa. For slower eaters, it's an issur deraisa, but at least there are eaters out there for whom it's an issur deraisa at stake. There, Chazal said, you need a 60. Yeah, Chazal didn't say a 60, it depends on the eater. Since Chazal knew that there are young boys who could eat it fast, so therefore they made a shear of 1/60th. But if it's only Chatzis Zayis that fell in, then it's never going to be an issur deraisa for anybody because it's not a Zayis to begin with. So there we should be able to make the shear should only be a 30th. So Michas Baruch says that with the Rashi's Yisoid, it's Matur, it's Rabbi Kreger's. It's Matur, it's Rabbi Kreger's Kasha. Rabbi Kreger himself says a different heretz. Rabbi Kreger himself says that Al-Kochuk, you have to say that Mar Bar Rashi thought that even though a pearl is never a zayis, because it's never kezayis b'chei achilas spas. But nonetheless, Mar Bar Rashi thought that we're mechalik between if there was an issur deraisa here before it was in Tzarev, and a case where there wasn't even an issur deraisa here before the Tzarev. when a Zayis falls in, so right now, of course, it's not a Zayis because it's not Gezayis Patech Lestas, but at least it began as being an Issa Deraisa. Before it fell into the Pad, it was an Issa Deraisa. So maybe Chazal made a Shia of 1/60th only in a case like that. But in a case where it wasn't even an Issa Deraisa before it got to the Pad, so maybe there Chazal were Maker that the Shia should only be a 30th. That's how the Kvega deals with the Gemara. This is very Negea to Agamar. Why is this a Negea to Agamar? Because, remember, in Agamar, we had a problem in the Gemara. The Tosfos HaRosh had a problem in the Gemara. So really, again, they're writing the Rash later. What's that? It's actually, again, the Rash they're going to be reading soon. Let's figure that now, because it's like a self-contained unit. The Tosfos HaRosh asked the Kasha in the Gemara. It says, in the Gemara, Abai asked Rav Dimi, how can you be toiled by kupos and by mikveh? How can you be toiled chumah to chumah nofal shani aimer? According to you, Rav Dimi, it's a kezayis v'chei achilas pras. So it's an issa deraisa. So what did Tosfos HaRosh ask? Anybody remember?
Chatzishir.
And what's it better if kezayis v'chei achilas pras is only the rabbanon? So you don't have a kezayis, but a chatzishir it is. Chatzishir. So Tosfos HaRosh said two terutz. Rashi is also going to speak these out. Teres number one, the first thing, remember, he said 33 teruts. One, he said, the third teruts is Eimboi Aboi Miso, but the first two teruts that he says on his own, before he brings the Rashi about Aboi Miso. What? When is it Abai holds like Shlokish? And Abai is going Chatzishir and Mutamina Tere, Shlokish and Yuma. And Teres number two, Chatzishir Al Yedei Tareus. Chatzishir Al Yedei Tareus is Mutam. Yes, Rabbi Kreg. Well, so that's Tosfos HaRosh. The Rash, I'm going to read, brings these two terutzim. Not Hashem Tosfos HaRosh, he says these terutzim on his own, and he rejects the terutz of Chatzishir al Yedei Tareus. He says, how could he say Chatzishir al Yedei Tareus is Mutar? It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that if Marva Rashi wanted to be Mekel by Chatzizayis of Chaylev, and Rav Ashi said to him, let that, number one, don't be Mizalzul and Shirei Chacham, and number two, Chatzishir is also Mutar. There was the Chatarevus. And Rav Ashi said to him, it's Chatzishir, also Menatar. So you see, the Chatzishir is also Menatar, even by a Tarevus. That's the Rashi's time on the Tosfos HaRosh. It's a Bam Kash on Tosfos HaRosh. Says Rabbi Krager, he doesn't understand the Rashi's Kash. Because anyway, the Gemara makes no sense. What was Mar Rav Ashi being the Chatzizayas and the Zayas Shalom? It's always a Chatzizayas. Because it's never a Kazayas, but Chatzishir is Pras. So you never have a kezayis. By the time it's mixed up 1 to 30, it's never a kezayis anyway. So what's pshat stam is the end of the Gemara? Of course, you have to say, like Rabbi Kreger said, that the good Marba Rashi meant was, of course, now it's never, you know, after it's misharav and it's 1 to 30, it's never a kezayis b'fei achilas pras. But Marba Rashi wanted to mechalik. But what was it before it fell in? Before it fell in, was it a kezayis, or before was it a shir, or was it a chatzishir? So Rav Ashi said to him, even if before it fell in, it was a chatzishir is also awesome in a Torah. So there's no mokum tim mechalik if it was a zayis before it fell in, or a chatzis zayis before it fell in. That's Tosfos HaRosh. That's what Rabbi Kreger asks, and he says he doesn't understand what the Rash was. That Gemara doesn't mean that it's a chatzis shir after it falls in. That Gemara means it was a chatzis shir before it fell in. And that Rav Ashi is right. Chatzis shir is also minatayr. So chayr is behind on the Rash. So what did the Rash want? The answer is the Rash l'shitosai. The Rash holds that chizayis b'techilis pras. It depends on the speed of the eater, like he says in the Beferish that we just read. And therefore, he doesn't have to learn the Gemara like Rabbi Kreger, that the Gemara means it was his eyes before it fell in. He can learn the Gemara means it's his eyes now after it was Mizara. Like the Poshet traveling more like Yimchus Baruch explains the Gemara. And Mimela, if that's traveling the Gemara, then he sees in the Gemara, the Chatzishir is also in the Tarot, even when it's in the Tarot. This comes out very Gishmak. The question is a little bit, it's not complex, it's what we have to hold the Chesmin. But it comes in very beautiful. The Rashi is l'shitasa. So the kitzur, this run through the chesbin linear. I did a little backwards now. This run through the chesbin kipshutay. The Tosfos HaRosh and the chadash. The chatzishir is also the tarevus is mutter. That's how the mshat and agam. Where chatzishir but tarevus is mutter. Rabbi the Rash asked him. That's against the Gemara Mefreshes by Kizesech with the Gemara where Rav Ashi the father said that don't be, you can't be mezalzel in a chatzishir because chatzishir is also in a tayr, and the Gemara is talking about the tayrus. Rabbi Kreger asks on the Rash, she doesn't understand what he wants. The Gemara there never meant Even Mar Bar Avashi, who did make the distinction between a Zayis and a Chatzi Zayis, Mar Bar Avashi didn't mean a difference between a Zayis in a Tarevis and a Chatzi Zayis in a Tarevis. Once it's in the Tarevis and it's 1 to 30, it's never a Zayis. Mar Bar Avashi wanted to make a distinction between something that was a Zayis before it fell in and something that was only a Chatzi Shir before it fell in. So then his father Avashi was right. Before it fell in, Chatzi Shir is also in a Tarevis. So before it fell in, Chatzishir is also min ha'tayr, says Rav Ashi. And after it fell in, it's never a Zayis. So Rav Kreik says, he doesn't know what the Rash wanted from what the Rash saw in that Gemara. The answer is, the Rash l'shitosit. The Rash holds that Zayis b'techil is pras and not an objective shir. So if you can't say axiomatically that 1 to 30 is not a Zayis b'techil is pras, somebody eats expeditiously, then 1 to 30 could also be Zayis b'techil is pras. So Mel, you don't have to learn the Gemara like Rebbe Kreik. You can learn the Gemara, as the Minchas Baruch explains, you can learn the Gemara straightforward. That Mar Bar Avashi thought that when a Zayis falls in, so then there's an issue there, rice at stake, at least for fast eaters, their Chazal made the Shir 160th. But when a Chatzi Zayis fell in, and there's no issue there, rice at stake at all, so then Chazal were Mekil in the Shir. So Rav Ashi said to him, even if a Chatzi Zayis fell in, there's still an issue there, rice at stake, because Chatzi Shir is also Minat Torah. So the Rash says, oh, you see, Chatzis is also in the Torah, even in the Torah. The Rash is a very good right. Could be, if you want to take a step further, then maybe this is a Raglayim Udover, that the Tosis HaRosh, who said Chatzis is Mutam in the Torah, and it wasn't bothered by the Gemara in Chulun, must have learned like Rabbi Kveger, must have learned, and therefore maybe it's right that he holds not like the Michas Baruch, that Kezayis B'Teyachil is fast, is an objective shim. Maybe. But a kapanim, that's the chashid. Okay, let's go through the Tosfos Rosh, the Rash rather. Let's go back to the Rash. Okay, let's skip a little bit to the part that I said we're going to start with. Oh, here it is. It's about halfway. The line begins, my hetem is tar, please. Then it says, umil kosh. The line in my printout. Umil kosh. I want to preface something. The Rash has a lot of steps. And it's a little bit hard to see, just reading through the Rash sometimes, what's the thread that's tying everything together. He talks about the whole, you know, he talks about everything under the sun and the sugya. So, well, is there one thread that ties the whole thing together? So, there's really a few threads, but I think one thread that's tying the whole Rash together, which you could lose sight of. You can lose sight of the forest for the density of the trees. One issue that is Gesedah is talking about is the Malkus by Tam Kikir. The Rash holds Tam Kikir Deraisa. Rash is Rashi. He also holds Tam Kikir Deraisa. But the Rash does not hold from Nepach. He doesn't have Nepach. It's clear in the Rash's Pefeirus, there's no such thing as Nepach. So when you have Tam Kikir, it's not a bottle. But in order to be like it, you would have to eat a kezayis. If you eat a kezayis, when you ate a kezayis, by Tam Kikir, when you did eat a kezayis, does that taka give you malchus enough? So the Rash is mechiyach from our sugya. There's a mokum to say that maybe even if Tam Kikir comes from the deraisa, maybe malchus you don't get. He has a discussion about it. Maybe an ancient minadin. Tam Kikir's learned that from a kal v'chomer, from. Depending where you learn that from, but from a Kavachemer or from a Matzad, maybe an Ein Shimon Adin, So this, he holds that the way, but Al Kapanim, he's discussing it. Maybe it's a mokum to say that Tam Kikir is not loyfe. Or maybe Tam Kikir is not an Isidar Isa, maybe Tam Kikir is only an Isidar Abonin, maybe it's only Der Isa by Nozir, by Mishras, if you learn that from Nozir. So that's the subject of discussion. So he's Mechir from Ar Sugya, among other things that are going on here, but one of the things going on is he's Mechir from Ar Sugya. That you like a Tam Kikir. If you ate a kezayis, not nepach, again, the Rash doesn't have nepach. But where you did eat a kazayas, you can claim from our sugya that you're loyken tam kitter, because it says in our sugya that he's assuming that all of these things, why they're not bottled, kutuch kupois, duchais, why they're not bottled, but right? She says, because of tam kitter. And you say that if you have kazayas b'chay chilas pas, whether you like it. Or if you have hetem mistach for iser, which just gives you a shear, just mashkum the shear, you like it. So you say that fundamentally, why is it not bottled b'roi? Because of tam ki'ikah. So you need to eat a kizayis of iser, but you see that if you can get a kizayis of iser, either through kizayis b'chay chilas pas, or a vimi, or through hetem mistach, where het is mashkum the shear kizayis in a bay, then you like it. So that's an agamor. It sounds like you're loike on tam ki'ikir as long as you ate a kazayas of this. Again, he's not subscribing to Nepach. You have to eat time enough to eat a kazayas of the tarevis. You have to eat a kazayas of this. But at least if you ate a kazayas of this, so he says then you would be loike. But then he has a problem from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where Rabbi Yochanan said, Taimoyu mamoshoi is loike. Taimavaloi mamoshoi ain't a loike. The Rashi assumes that time of Elohim Mamoshoi means that there's no Mamoshos. You don't, the Mamoshos was gone, it was Nimayach, but it's still a Kazayis Bechtei Achilles Pras. That's really an ambivalence, how different, really Machaikas Yishanim probably, how to understand the words of the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said, time of Mamoshoi like Olav is Zeo Kazayis Bechtei Achilles Pras. Time of Elohim Mamoshoi is Ein like Olav. There's really two ways to render the words. You could render the words, time of Elohim Mamoshoi is like Olav, and the definition of time of Mamoshoi is Kazayis Bechtei Achilles Pras. And time of Elohim Moshe means when there was no Kazayis B'chei Chilas Pras. There's one way, the Rambam I think is Mashal, meaning the Perek as well of Machalos Asus. But many Rishonim understood the Gemara to be saying, Kazayis, the difference between time of Moshe and time of Elohim Moshe is a physical difference, it has nothing to do with Kazayis B'chei Chilas Pras. And the Yochanan is saying, if you have time of Moshe, you're like, of course I'm conditioned that it be Kazayis B'chei Chilas Pras, because otherwise you don't have a Kazayis. But if it's time of Elohim Moshe, like it was Nimoyach, like Rashi says, then you're not like it even if you had a kazayis b'chtei chilas pras. So that sounds like you're not like Tam Kikin. So I'm trying to bring from this Gemara a raya that Tam Kikin is Rabban, the Rabban, but a raya from this Gemara, the Tam Kikin is only the Rabban. Rashi brings a raya from this Gemara, Rashi holds Nefach, so it's a different world. But the Rabban doesn't hold from Nefach. He reads the Gemara nonetheless to mean, Taimei v'lei mamoshi, even though there's a kazayis b'chtei chilas pras, but since it's Nimayach and it's only Tam, or whatever, it's not mamoshis. So therefore you're not like this. The Ramban says, obviously, Tam Kik is not like it. But the Ramban told even more, Tam Kik is only Mr. Darabon. But the Rash saw an Agamor that you like it for Tam Kik. So Tam Kik apparently is a derisive, you like all of. So how can Rav Yochanan say in Avodah Zarah that Taimei v'lei mamoshoi is ain't like an all of? So he quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that Gemara is talking about Min B'minoi. Min B'minoi, there's no Tam Kik. So what's timely on Mamoshe like and all? So that is a little about that. What that might mean? They have two things to say, and we'll see. I just want to tell you the chut. It's the chut hashoni. That's over. So he says, okay. So he dealt with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. At Gemara, you see, Tam Kikir is like and all of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Lachares mashma. Otherwise, but Rabbeinu Tam says it's talking about min b'minoi. Then at the end, he brings that it's a machlekes in the Yishalmi. If you like and Tam Kikir. Once it's a machlekes in the Yishalmi, so he turns around and he says, you know what, maybe it's a machlekes in the Sugis. Agamah holds you like in Tam Kikah, and the Gemara never resolves that you're not like in Tam Kikah. Even though they both are Libra Rabbi Yochanan, Yishalmi is also Rabbi Yochanan. So it's a machlekes in the Sugis, a Libra Rabbi Yochanan, if you like in Tam Kikah. That's just structurally, if you know that that's a big part of the backdrop that's going on in the Rash, that's Mekasher, the Rash, from the very beginning to the very end. I mean, it's all kinds of things that go on in the middle. But that's helpful, I think, to bear that in mind. Okay, so let's start inside. Umiyu Kosher. The Gabe Kupes Gassina Benozir Becholasvar and Bishmul Didi Damin Mishum Behat Mistar for this going to the Fishi Chulin. El Didok the Amik Mishum the Ika Kazai Spray if he was fast and the Fishi Chulin may have him. He says
it says in the Gemara Nozir, this piece, that Abaye by Meduchas says, when Abaye asked Rav Dimi from Meduchas, Abaye said, I don't have a problem, because even though
why didn't you say hetim star for the shir, and then the meducha should be a shir, and you shouldn't be able to be taila? No, I only say hetim star for the shir when you have like this. So he asks, if that's the case, then by mikveh, we didn't put this up on the board, but by mikveh, Abai said hetim star for the shir by mikveh, that was the mokah for hetim star for the shir. How could you say hetim star for the shir by mikveh? Mikveh is roiv hetim. He says it really depends. If you're like a ben atam, that it's not mu'uriv, so maybe that's not called roiv hetim, because if it's not mu'uriv, so it's not bottled by roiv. So there's no problem. He says if you hold like a ben atam, and he's going to speak this out a little bit later again. We talked about this yesterday. Anyway, he says, if you hold like a Rabbeinu Tam, it's not so bad. If the Shulman and the Shemen are not Mu'uriv, so then that's not called Roiv Het. Let's go just a little bit, in a few lines, he's going to address that more clearly, why that's not called Roiv Het. But for the time being, we'll take that on credit. But he says, but according to me, I agree with Rashi, that by mikveh, the Shulman and the Shemen are mixed into the mikveh. So what's the Roiv? The rave is mikveh, not shum and shemen. Gemara says beferish. If you're learning like Rashi, the Gemara's kasha was beferish. We bought the berubah. It's the gifts that Rashi had in the by mikveh. So it's a rave hetem. And yet Abai says hetem is tarif l'isser. So it's a stira. How come over here Abai says hetem is tarif l'isser? And by meducha, by mikveh, Abai says hetem is tarif l'isser. And by meducha, the Gemara says in Nazir that hetem is tarif l'isser, point to Abai, it's only by rave isser. He said, "Koyin Rabbeinu Tam is not so bad, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, she appears shem be'en that the shem and shem by mikvah are not mixed up. So then it's nichol. The yochel et sarif chatzi zayis mizeh v'chatzi zayis mizeh. This interesting line. This line I forgot about when I said shir yesterday. He's saying according to Rabbeinu Tam." Remind you stuff that we spoke about yesterday in Shia. Yesterday in Shia, I said we discussed this distinction between Roiv Isser and Roiv Heter that Abai is making. Is it a distinction in Dine Bittul B'Roiv? That when you have Roiv Isser, it's Bottle B'Roiv? It's not Bottle B'Roiv. When you have Roiv Heter, it's Bottle B'Roiv? Or is it a distinction in Dine Heter and Starful Isser? That Heter and Starful Isser, but Etzem only works by Roiv Isser and not by Roiv Heter. He said, B'Pshutai, It can't be a distinction in Bittul B'Roiv. It can't be that the reason why Hetem Safa Isser is only by Roiv Isser is because Roiv Heter is Bottle B'Roiv. Because that would mean that we're not going with Tam Ki'ikr. But if we're not going with Tam Ki'ikr, then what is my asking? What's Abai asking to Abdimi that you should take his eyes to Bichlei Achilles Fas? If Tam is not Ki'ikr, then there's no Kasha in Abdimi. So I said yesterday that L'Chayetz Mochel, that we're learning we're going with Tam Ki'ikr. Grass is clearly going to be going with the whole Tam Ki'ikr. So there's lots of good reason why nothing over here is bottled right, because it's all Tam Ki'ikr. And nonetheless, Abai says, and that's why, by the way, that's why we ask the Abdimi that Kizayis B'Klei Achilles Fas, because Tam Ki'ikr is not bottled right, and then if you have a Kizayis B'Klei Achilles Fas, and you have a Shir Kizayis. And nonetheless, Abai says, if the Hetim and Starif L'Isser is only by Roiv Isser, not by Roiv Heter. So what's the difference? If it's not bottled right anyway, if it's Tam Ki'ikr, so why is Hetim and Starif L'Isser only by Roiv Isser, not by Roiv Heter? Must be a din hetim istarif l'isser. The hetim istarif l'isser only works to be mashlim, you know, if the heter is the miut or half and half at least. So that it can be mistarif to the isser. But if the heter is the roif, then it can't be mistarif to the miut. But then I asked yesterday. So if that's the case, so by mikveh, it's also roif heter. So why there do you say hetem and starif l'isser? And even though Tosfos holds that the shum and the shemen are be'en, so they're not bottled b'roiv,
So that would be good if the difference between Rav Issa and Rav Heter would have to do with Bittul V'Rayv. So you could say, well, by Mikveh, it's not Bittul V'Rayv anyway, it's Be'en, so who cares if it's Rav Issa or Rav Heter anyway, there's no Bittul V'Rayv. But now they were saying that it's not an issue of Bittul V'Rayv anyway, it's not Bittul V'Rayv. It's a din Heter and Mitzarif L'Issa. The Heter and Mitzarif L'Issa could be Mitzarif L'Issa only when the Issa is the Rav. So over there by the Mikveh, at the end of the day, the Issa is not the Rav. The Rav is the Heter. How do you say Heter and Mitzarif L'Issa, even if it's a Shuman Hashem and Aben? That was the problem I had yesterday. I saw the problem yesterday and said a very fancy lumpus. I'm not going to repeat it. But I had a fancy lumpus with it. I had to have this, it doesn't look like Tom Kicker, so I got some ice. But I said yesterday, it's a very big chiddush. If there's a way out in the cheshbon, so I'm not going to say such a big chiddush. But I didn't see a way out in the cheshbon. Well, the Rash is saying a way out in the cheshbon. Show you what he means. The Rash is addressing my at this point. He says, Lepir Shabbin Atam, that the Shum and the Shem and the Be'en, he said, then it's Nichol. Then it's nicha. Why by mikveh? There's no problem of rav, of it being rav heter. But he says the word. It's interesting. He doesn't say because of bittul v'rayv. Again, because that's clearly not nothing's bittul v'rayv. It's all time kicker. The bittul v'rayv is not an issue here. So he's saying a different thing. Yochel etzarif chatzi zayis mizeh v'chatzi zayis mizeh. So what do the words mean? Yochel etzarif chatzi zayis mizeh v'chatzi zayis mizeh. So chari means, imagine you have this mikveh and then you have these little pieces of shum and shemen. And they're all less than a kibbeisa, less than a kizaitu. He says, but you can be mitzarev chatzi zayis mizev chatzi zayis mizev. I think what he means is that you could take a spoon and you could take a piece of shum with, let's say, half a zayis of shum, or it doesn't have to be half a zayis, you could take a piece of shum, but with every piece of shum, you take an equal amount of mikveh, equal or less, in such a way that with every spoonful, It's a roiv shum v'shemen, or at least half shum v'shemen. And therefore, every spoonful, you'll be like all of with hetem and starf l'issa. And take a couple of those spoonfuls, and you have a shir kibbeisa for kabbalas tumah. And that's what the Gemara means. That's what the Gemara means by mikveh, that zay like all of b'kazayis with hetem and starf l'issa. You could take pieces of shum with equal amounts of mikveh, and it'll be hetem estarif. Listen, if you just say just plow through straight, so it will be roiv hetem. You're not going to be able to say hetem estarif listen. But if you eat strategically, then you'll be able to keep your hetem estarif listen proportions 50-50, and you'll be able to say hetem estarif listen, and you'll have a shear. It's a magna maisa, because if you're eating strategically, then who needs hetem estarif l'issa? Just eat shum. Who needs hetem estarif l'issa? Take your spoon, just take out the shum and the shemen. If it's ben, according to Ben Tam, it's ben. So why not just be malakit shum v'shemen? It's not derech achilah. Tosha said it's not derech achilah. So how come this is all of a sudden yeah, derech achilah? I hear the plot thickens a little bit. Not quite sure what to make of this. The Rash himself asked the Kasha and then on page one, which we didn't even decide. The Rash himself speaks some of that too. That according to Rebbe Natam, why can't you just be Malakish Shum Veshemen? And he says, and he has it as a Kasha and Rebbe Natam. According to Rebbe Natam, if the Shum and Shemen are discreet, who needs to have them established? Just take out the Shum Veshemen and you'll be like all. So Taisus answered that it's not Derech Achilah. The Rash says, V'doichuk loimer that it's not Derech Achilah. He says he thinks that's a doichuk. He doesn't come up with a better answer for a Ben Tam. He just says that's a reason to prefer Rashi. So on the one hand, maybe you say Rashi the Shitosik. The Rashi doesn't have this problem of derech achilah. The Rashi is a doichuk l'chalak about derech achilah. That's on the one hand. So maybe that's good. So the Rashi the Shitosik holds that there's no problem of not being derech achilah. You see, he said it on page one that it's doichuk l'chalak. But on the other hand, he's talking now a little bit of Ben Tam. You know, he's saying, with Flipeirish Rebbein Atam, we could say that you have Hetem Estarif L'Issa here because you could be Malakha. Now, in Rebbein Atam himself, the Rash didn't like this sort of being Malakha. But that's the reason why he preferred Rashi. But now he's talking within Rebbein Atam. In Rebbein Atam, that's the only game in town. But in Rebbein Atam, the Shum and the Shemin of the End, why Taki can't you be Malakha? You have to say because it's not Derech Achilah. So you may think it's a Doicha can like Rashi's track better. But you still have to concede that in the world of Rebbein Atam, being malakit doesn't give you is not good enough because it's not derech achilah b'kach.
That's not the reason why it's bottled like a mikvah, not to be bottled like a mikvah, whatever, but it's not. So what is he saying now any better? So he's saying that now he's upon the hetem istar for iser. So where's the hetem istar for iser? It's the chroiv iser. Which chroiv heter? You don't say hetem istar for iser, chroiv heter. He says, no, you can eat strategically. You can be malakit, a little bit of truma with an equal amount of mikvah, a little bit of truma with an equal amount of mikvah. So that's also not derech achila. Unless you'll say, I don't have anything better, that maybe the Rash holds that this is more derech achil. Was to take out the shum shem and mamish, you know, like a little kid, that's not derech achil. But to take your spoonfuls, and then make sure that every spoonful has some shum shem in it, that's already a yeah, derech achil. But I don't have a better solution. So if that's a posh of the chesed, so it could be that the straw that so. This is not so possible what he's saying, and it could be there for the thing that I said yesterday. Maybe we shouldn't throw it out because even though the Rashi is telling me a way out in Cheshbon, but it's very not so clear this way out in Cheshbon that he's saying. Anyway, Kachle Kach, Lemaisa, the fear of any time he says he has a solution, but then he goes on and he says, "Don't breathe easy yet." Yeah.
It seems like on page 3 in the Rashi that it is possible to attach Tom Kaker to Hedem's office or to Tom Kaker.
Yeah, that's okay because I don't remember what he said. You'll point it out to me later, but it doesn't matter because he's only saying this now as a stopgap. It's a stopgap measure because he says it's anyway not going to work. In the end of the day, he's going to say he's going to say a different solution for the mikvah. So he said, meanwhile, he can say for a later time, it's not so terrible. He's asking a question. How come the rabbi says in Nosir, Hetem Safis is only Beroy Nisir, but by Mikveh, we say Hetem Safis is Beroy Hetem? So he says, well, if you're a Benetam, we can negotiate that problem. But if he Rashi, and he likes Rashi better, then the problem for Mikveh remains. And moreover, he says, Umil appears Rabbeinu Tam Nami Kosher, it's not even so good for a Benetam, because you still have Mikutuch Vekderois, where clearly the Heter is Meruba, and it's Meruv. Vika Omar, and the Gemara said, Rav Dimi said, Ela mai hetem itstarif le'iser. But he says, fine, mikvah you dealt with. But what about the Gemara that says by kutuch that Rav Dimi asked Abai hetem itstarif le'iser, and by kupois the Gemara says in Nosir that Rav Dimi asked Abai hetem itstarif le'iser. There's no solution. Those are cases where it's not be'en, but you're gonna have to answer for a minute. Time that it's be'en, you can make spoonfuls. It's all me'uruv, and it's kutuch abavli and kupois. It's all me'uruv. And Rav Dimi Yesabai, which is Hetem Staraf Lisser. What are you saying, Hetem Staraf Lisser? It's not Roy Heter. It's not Roy Visser, it's Roy Heter. So who asked this question? Tysus asked this question. And what did Tysus answer? He was Mechit Begirsim. Tysus is Mechit Begirsim because of his father. But he's not Mechit, he doesn't want to be Mechit Begirsim. So what is he, so he has to deal with this. Rashi also has the Girsim. Rashi Beferish has this. Gears in the Gemara. If you remember, a while back in Rashi, I want to say a pilpul that the Hagu for Nechukur Abdimi and Abai. Abai says only by Rav Visser. Abdimi thinks it's even by Rav Heter. It comes. It flows from the Machlekes Haven standing Rabban of Kutta Chabavli. Abdimi thinks the Rabban of Kutta Chabavli don't hold from Hetem Staraf Lisser at all. But if you hold from Hetem Staraf Lisser, then it's even Rav Heter. And Abai says no. That's good for the Machlekes Abdimi and Abai. If you say Hetem Staraf Lisser by Rav, anyway, he's not saying that either. So, and he's not much with the Girsa. So it's a problem. So he says, "Hey, Leimar, the mikveh v'kutuch u'meduchos she'en min b'she'en eminoi. I feel like I've had them in starach lefisha isin leisim beitam. Aval kupis v'soin chad mino. Maybe we could say neitzah. Maybe we could say that." The duchos is min b'minoy because it's a kupa that the duchos comes to work with this. Kupas and soil are both wheat, both grain, so that's min b'minoy. So by min b'minoy, there's no such thing as tam keker. There's no such thing as tam. So therefore, the iser is batul b'roiv. So that's why hetem istarif l'iser won't work when you have roiv iser. We're roiv hetem because the iser is both of the roiv, so you don't get started. it has to be metz al metz, right? This, then there's no problem of, then there's no bitul of right, because the issur is the right, where it's metz al metz, then you can say, have them start with. But shayin in all the earlier cases, mikveh, kutuch, and meduchais, those are all in v'shein ha'minoi. There you have tam kiker, so the issur is not bitul of right regardless, and then you can say, have them start with across the board. That would be a great solution. But he says that doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? We already spoke through it. Why is it not going to work? Well, we'll see in a second. Why is it not going to work? If kupois is min beminoi, so then my kashule, what's Abai asking in Avdimi? Am I aminon shani oimer? Because I speak chilas basti eraisa. Abai asked Avdimi by kupois. You should say because I speak chilas bas. But if it's min b'mino, it's motul chag betray. Who asked that kasha? Taisus, bottom Taisus, Eisvei. Taisus said, you see, it must be the kupus is min b'shein b'mino. That's what the Rashi says. Ela badai, kupa b'soin trey mini. You're going to keep them soin. But asu kemach, via the eshel abdilam. It must be that kupa and soin are not min b'mino, they're min b'shein b'mino. So he's just injecting. If it's min b'shein b'mino, so what do you, why are you telling? Why don't just... But if it's min b'shein eminoi, so why do you say that it's nice and tam? You could separate them out. Why do you separate the two ingredients and then it won't be a tarif? It's like, how do you have bitul b'rayv? Maybe by a liquid or by meduchos of tavlin that fell into a pot. So I understand you can't take them out. Anyway, it's nice and tam. Even if you did, it was already mafl of the tam. But by kemach, it's not really mafl at any tam. It wasn't cooked. So why is there a tarevis here at all? He should say nation time is also in your eyes, so just separate them. She says, no, it's a fire, it's a flower, you can't separate the individual grains, it's not possible. So we mail it as a din of tam ke'ike. So therefore we're back to square one. The kitzur, it follows the same line as Tesis. Tsumam is the same logic as Tesis. Kupis can't be min b'minoi, because if it was min b'minoi, what does the Gemara want from Abdimi? So it must be this min b'shein minoi. So then all the Gemaras are all the same. This time kicker and all of the Gemaras. And yet Abai said that Hetim Tzachlis was only b'rei viser. So what's Rav Dimi's kashin Abai from Kutuch and from Meduchis? And even if mikvah would be dechek, that it's a shem b'shem and you took spoonfuls like Rav Enatan, but even if we would say that, but Kutuch and Meduchis is still a problem. Rav Enatan's answer is to be much of the Gersa. But what does Rav Enatan do with mikvah? He doesn't speak out. So that's... Maybe we'll say like him, we can take spoonfuls. Or like I said yesterday, we want to be fancy. So that's his problem. So he's going to have two mahalchim here. Yesh lefarish. Again, Taisus have no mahalchim. Taisus' answer is to be mahalchim to Girsa. Very important to bear in mind. Taisus thinks this is an insoluble problem. He's mahalchim to Girsa. Taisus holds, hetkin and star for Isser is taka, even by nim b'shein eminoi. It's only by Roiv Isser, presumably. It's halacha. Well, whatever the pshat is, either because, in Taisus, either because it's halacha in Hetem Staf Lissa, that it's just from the rules of Hetem Staf Lissa, or the fancy pshat that I said yesterday, Hetem Staf Lissa can't build on Tam Kirke, because Tam Kirke like a Chaim, it's not really a Din B'chuddish, you can't say Hetem Staf Lissa. Well, take your pick. But I mean, the Rash is going to say an Eitz. Says the Rash, Eitz number one, V'yesh the Farash. The mikveh bekutuch umeduchay she'eruven derech nesinas tam zeh bezeh. I feel the roiv hetem istarflis. Aval bekupois ein be'eruven nesinas tam. He says like this. He says there's a difference between the first three cases, kupois, meduchays, mikveh. I'm sorry, mikveh, kutuch, meduchays, on the one hand, and kupois on the other. He says by the first three, it's derech nesinas tam. The nice and times ever said. By kupois, even though it's min b'she'en emino, he's assuming now it's min b'she'en emino. Otherwise, we want to have a tray. It's min b'she'en emino. They're all min b'she'en emino. But there's a difference. By kupois, it's min b'she'en emino. So that's why it's not bottle have a tray. But they're not nice and times ever said. It wasn't cooked together. So there's no, each grain has its own taste. It's just they're all mixed up together and you can't separate them out. But the mice, they're not nice in time zeb zeb. And he said, that makes a difference. Doesn't survive so much what? So that makes the difference. Because they're nice in time zeb zeb. Because by kufis, it's not nice in time zeb zeb, you need to have greatest. by mikveh, kutuk, and kupais, where they're not missing times ever there, then it's, you can have hetem staff lisser even by rav help. What's he saying? What's the chat? What's the svarah here? And don't be misled the thing. Maybe he's saying that since by kupais they're not missing times ever there, so maybe it's hakabotel b'rav. Maybe even though it's mimishay aminoi, but since they're not nice in time as ever, then maybe you don't have time to ikir. Maybe time to ikir is only when there's an asinus time. And if nice in time is to ikir when one is nice in time and the other. Like kupois, it's not nice in time. The isir wasn't nice in time in the heter. You can't separate it out. And when you eat it, you taste the pieces that are usir. But it wasn't asinus time. So maybe that is bottle barayf. Maybe that's what he's saying. So he's saying by kupois, where there's not any asinus time, so it's bottle barayf. So you don't say hetem staf l'isser unless you have rei l'isser, and then there's no bitter. The other case is it's nice and tam, so then you have tam ki'ikr. If you have tam ki'ikr, then it's not bottle. If it's not bottle, you can always say hetem staf l'isser. That's a mistake. That can't be the pshat. Why can't that be the pshat? Because if by kupois there's no tam ki'ikr, and it's bottle, so what is more I want from a deal? Like you said before. The whole point was, the Gemara is asking Avdimi if Kizai Shulchei Lichtei Achil is fast as Deraisa, then this is an issue of Deraisa. What is a Deraisa? Tam Kik. So that can't be what he's saying. Al Kachet, he must be saying a Hetem Astar Flit Issa the Gemara. It must be he's saying a hetem is after this with the kibbutz. Why do you need to read this by hetem is after this? Because it's la'olam, it's midinei hetem is after this. But it's hard. It's hard for the hetem to be after this. Because what is hetem is after this? It means it's a tziruf. The hetem is mitzarev to make a shear with to make up the shear of this. That's a big chiddush that hetem could be after this. So he's saying that it depends. When the Heter and the Isser are nice in time zeh b'zeh, it's more easy for them to be mitzar. So then, even when the Isser is arrived, even when the Isser is a miyat, rather, the Heter could be mitzar. But when they're discreet, and they're not nice in time zeh b'zeh, so then it's harder for them to be mitzar. Then I need that I'm not, that I need, it needs to be a smaller amount of tzir. Tzir from which it's not a rav being mitzarev to a meal. It's a meal being mitzarev to a rav. No, it's a kind of chemistry. The tzir of hetem mitzarev l'isser, it can't have too much resistance. If it's rav heter, then there's a lot of resistance to the tzir, because now you need to have all of this heter be mitzarev to a small amount of isser. So if the nisim times ever is there, so they have a natural connection, then it's easier to make the tzir. But if they're not nice in times ever zeh, then it's harder to make the tzir. And then you have to have roiv. You have to have roiv this. The svaras are a little bit amorphous. We shouldn't pick the svaras. That's what we could say on our own. But I think, first of all, in Cheshbon, I think it has to come out that way. That's what he's saying. Also, the lashon would be that way. He says that by kupos, meduchos, and mikveh, they're nice in times zeh b'zeh. If he meant tam ki'ikr, it's something like there's more tam ki'ikr by those three cases. Then the point is not that the nice and tam is zeh b'zeh. The point is that the isser is nice and tam and the heter. That the heter is nice and tam and the isser is not a factor. His lashon is that in these cases it's easier to say heter and tam b'zeh because the nice and tam zeh b'zeh. Again, it's not svaris and tam ki'ikr. Tam ki'ikr you have across the board even by kuplis. It's svaris and the tzir of heter and tam b'zeh. And somehow by when Abaye is saying by kuplis where they're not nice and tam zeh b'zeh, they don't have that close affinity of being nice and times ever there. They're not so merged. They're separate. Every grain is separate. So to make the tzir, if I need to have a roiv of isser, or at least mechza of, well, he doesn't say what's mechza, but I need to have a roiv of isser. I have a roiv of isser. So anyway, it's like Rubik Kukula. It's already a roiv of isser. Then I could be with Sarah the miyot, even though it's not really organically connected. But when it's organically connected, then it's easier for me to say, have the mitzdarev for this.
Yeah, why? Because if it didn't work in one,
Yeah, the why is the question why. I said it. It's not a story we would say on our own. We should say Kimli, where Kimlu l'chazal, that the staff listener needs a certain amount of.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. We could be Masbrit. I don't know. Maybe we could be Masbrit. That really, otherwise, I mean, the Chudei, if the Het is arrived. The Het is arrived. It's like, call the Chudei Koi. What does the Het have to do with the Issa? They happen to be mixed up. It's not what makes it here. But when you have right Issa, so maybe it's like Ubi Kikulai. Ubi Kikulai makes it. No, Ubi Kikulai is a different din. Ubi Kikulai. I don't know. So there's a Mokim Ilis God, and what could be the Hasbara in this far. But I think in the Chesmen it's clear that that's both in the Lashon and more importantly in the Chesmen Avraham, it's clear. He just got finished saying that Kupos can't be Min B'Minoi, because if it's Min B'Minoi, it's Batul B'Roim, and then there's no Kasha in Avimi. That was his whole Hechach, that Kupos is Min B'She'en B'Minoi, in order that it's not be Batul B'Roim. So he's going Tam Kirka. And yet he's saying a chiluk that by kupos where it's not nice in times and bezeh there Abai was master for this by mikveh and by kutuch and by meduches where they're nice in times and bezeh they're more organically connected, then you could say hetem istar for iser even by roiv hetem.
Could this also be a way for Rashi to be masbir why he keeps this kirsa?
Yeah, I mean, we could do this for Rashi too. We could. I mean, it's also not Rashi. Rashi didn't say all this stuff. But, we could say it for Rashi too.
Okay, see, Mike. But Oigei Shleima is another answer. The Al-Korchin. It's another thing. The Al-Korchin bin Minoy Nami. Let me preface what he's going to do. He's going to now he has a plan B. Plan B is that Al-Olam Kupas bin Minoy. This is going to be a big bomb. This is Kupas bin Minoy. If Kupas bin Minoy, then we've solved the steer in Hetem Stavros. That's what he said before. That was his original suggestion. Kupis is Min B'Minoi. So in Min B'Minoi, it's Batul B'Roiv. Min B'Minoi is Batul Chai B'Trei. So Abai says, oh, so you can't say Hetem Stavros unless you have Roiv Ister, or at least Metzal, otherwise it's Batul B'Roiv. The other cases is Min B'Shein B'Minoi, you have Tam Kikir, it's not Batul B'Roiv, then you can say Hetem Stavros. But originally he said that doesn't didn't work. What was the problem? Why did that fail? Why did that Malach fail? Because the Kupas in Min B'Minoi, what's the Kashan of Dini? So that's what he wants to salvage now. That Kupas in Min B'Minoi, and yet the Gemara Abaye is a Kashan of Dini. How does he do that? Well, Ivi Shleiman, Yakochan B'Minoi Nami, even by Min B'Minoi, Kizayis B'Chechilis Pasis Deraisa, the Leibotul Beruba. If Kizayis B'Chechilis Pasis Deraisa, then even Min B'Minoi is not Botul Beruba. Kizayis B'Chechilis Pasis, by Min B'Minoi, will not be bottled, if it's their isom, it won't be bottled very. Afogav, the lay minka, even though it's min b'minoi, so there's no, the town is not nicker. And he says, I'll bring you a raya. Me the lay mishani, who the kupa is to be minoi ari. Because he's asking the question, if you're going to say kupa is min mishani minoi, and that's why a bai ester of dimi is kasha, then it's a problem. Why don't dimi answer it's min b'minoi? But he's saying, you don't even gain so much by saying the kupas is min b'she'en mini, copy of Ravdimi. Because Ravdimi should have answered that it's min b'minoi. I mean, what's so hard to say that the kupas and the soin are the same min? So how come Ravdimi didn't answer that? So he says, you see that it's not true. That if kizai is b'feh, he was fasted in their iso, then even min b'minoi is not fun. Now, one second, that's more than kizai, because if it's not bottle, if min b'min is not bottle, so then according to Abai, so then Abai, if I had to start for this, why didn't you write this? So Paris is, it's only not bottle according to Abdimi, according to Abai, it is bottle. He's saying a slow and kezayis play to the spouse. If kezayis b'chle, and that's a lashon also, if kezayis b'chle achilas pras is a deraisa, then it's not bottle b'ra. He says the Paris that way, that's a lashon. The minoy nami kezayis b'chle achilas pras deraisa like bottle b'ruba. Kezayis b'chle achilas pras and not deraisa, like Abai, the min is bottle b'ra. And that's why Hetem Starfless is going to have to have this, because otherwise it's bottle b'ra. But if kezayis b'chle achilas pras is deraisa, the min b'mino is not bottle b'ra if chad b'tray. We'll say hezbir in a minute, but just to hezbir what he's saying. That's clear. He's going back to his original plan. This whole what's happening, he's going back to his original plan. Kupas is min b'minoi. Since it's min b'minoi, it's bottle b'roi. That's why Hetem Estarach Lister has to be roi viser. All the other cases are min b'she'en amin. Min b'she'en amin is tam kicker. It's not bottle b'roi. Hetem Estarach Lister doesn't have to be roi viser. The problem is, what about Rabdimi? So he's saying, no. Kupas is min b'minoi. That's why Rabdimi didn't answer that. Let's say it's min b'minoi. It is min b'minoi. But for Rabdimi, it doesn't help. Because if Kezai is the Tehachil is pras, then even min b'minoi is not bottle chad, not bottle chad betray. So first of all, maybe we'll say right now, what's the hasbar? Monashach. What does that do? Kizayis b'chein chilas pras. If min b'mino is not bottle b'roiv, first we have to deal with the Gemara. The Gemara says min b'mino is bottle b'roiv chad betray. Okay, he'll deal with it in a second. But before we even get there, what's he saying? If kizayis b'chein chilas pras is deraisa, min b'mino is not bottle b'roiv. But if kizayis b'chein chilas pras is derabonon, like a bite, then min b'mino is bottle b'roiv. Why? What does one thing have to do with the other? Think that here we see a sort of a something kindred to a svar that we said once upon a time in Rashi, when I was saying Mahalach and Rashi, what does he do with Rashi? I had a svar that Kizayis the Kleyach is Pas de Raisa, and that's Tosfos points out, Kizayis the Kleyach is Pas is a Mishnah. It's not like anybody argues on the idea of kezayis b'teyachilas pas. If you just eat discrete truma on the table, everybody agrees this kezayis b'teyachilas pas. The nidin of Rabdimi and Abai is not about, is there such a thing in the world as kezayis b'teyachilas pas? The nidin is kezayis b'teyachilas pas in the tarevus. And the vater of the Rabdimi's shita that kezayis b'teyachilas pas, the raisa means that even in the tarevus, the achilas issa could be nidin b'fneyaz and achilas b'fneyaz. So once it's achilu with neyasla, it's time because I should pay achilus pas. And Abai holds that time because I should pay achilus pas is in the tarivus is in the rabbonim, because he holds that the achilu cannot be nidoin as an achilu b'fnei asma. So I think the Rashi is saying, I think what we said in Rashi, we said that even in Mishnah, and I'm not going back to we said it for other reasons, and it was but the svar itself, I think is reappearing here in the Rash. And what the Rash is saying is that by min b'minon, maybe she'eni min is tamkik there, and tamkik is derisive point to everybody, according to the Rash. And then there's nothing to talk about if you have min b'she'eni minon, so you have tamkik. So and that's the Rash holds, everybody holds from tamkik there, and then the Rash is from the people holds that tamkik there is universal. But by min b'minon, when there's no tamkik, so Abai says there's no tamkik, you're finished, bottom of the road, half according to Rabdimi, that kizayis to pay achilas pas is a deraisa, that means there's a svar that you can be done the achilas iser as an achilah with me'atzma, then even by min b'minoi, you can be done the achilas hakizayis as an achilah with me'atzmai, that it should not be bottled by roi chad betre. That's the kasha on Rabdimi. If kizayis to pay achilas pas is a deraisa, then kupois, you have an achilas kizayis, the achilas pas, it's a separate achilah. Just like it's a separate achila for the tzir of kezayis, it's a separate achila that is neither with neasra than you'll be chayiv on it, despite the fact that it's a min b'min. But it's only if you're a b'min, not according to Abai. That's what he's saying here in the chayiv b'nasri. This is his plan B. But then he has a problem, but it's a gemara. Min b'min that is botul chad betray is a gemara. That's the next line of the Rash. So he says, the hodem ashmi reish perek hatarevis. How did it get to be 2:30, right? Okay. The hodem, I guess. So let's finish the line. The hodem ashmi reish perek hatarevis nice and tav beroy blav deraisa. Get this Gemara in Zochem. The Gemara in Zochem says, it's reading the Tatsu here. This is Gemara by Chad Betray. The Gemara in Zochem says, this is the Gemara by Pickle, Meisel, Tommy, Shabon, and Zevazet. Gemara in Zochem. And the Gemara says, Shvamin, and Nation, Tam, Rav, Deir, Aisel. The Gemara says, no, you see, by Matzah, by Yisro, with Chit, and Iris, but Nation, Tam, is a Deir, Aisel. So the Gemara says, Ella, Min, Vashen, Amino, you Nation, Tam, is a Deir, Aisel. Min, Bimino, is a Chad Betray. So, anyway, it's a Gemara that Min, Bimino, is Vokal Chad Betray. So what's going on? So it says, "Lo yidami the kupas v'soyim." This time, I have chitam v'soyim shel tumai. The whole of chudei koy, the whole of chudei koy. The kupas and the soyim are chitam v'soyim, the grains, and every grain is discrete. And therefore, yoch kezayis bechtei achilas pras chayim. Lo yidami lemiat hanimoyach u'mischaber imarei u'mispat. He says, flour is discrete grains. There, Rav Dimi holds Kizayis Bechil Achilas Prasas Deraisa even by Midlamina, by Bishul, by things that are Nimayach, like an Isa is Nimayach, or Pigul Meiser, or the boss over there was Nimayach, by Pigul Meiser, no, things that are Nimayach, so then Midlamina is both Chagachah. Then you don't say this svar that then you don't say this svar. What's the chiluk? It's like, where do you get this from? It's a chiluk. I think with that word that I just said, we understand the chiluk very well. He's saying a svar mechudesh is in Rav Dimi. That if kizayis b'chayachilis pasas is the rice, and even by min b'minoi, there's no tam kikr, it's min b'minoi. There's no nisim is tam. But nonetheless, I could be dan the achilis iser as an achilu b'fneyat. He said, that's only true if the achilis iser is separate pieces. So even though I can't physically separate them out, because it's all flour, it's flour, it's mixed together, it's not realistically possible to separate them out, but the fact is that there are separate pieces of Israel over here, and I ate them because I speak Chayachilis Pras. So Rav Dimi holds that's an Isser Deraisa because I ate pieces of Isser. Forget the pieces of Heter. I ate pieces of Isser and because I speak Chayachilis Pras. Lizena claim because I speak Chayachilis Pras Deraisa. But Shankin when it's Nimayach, so you can't be diamond as a separate Achil. Can't be diamond as a separate Achil. Then you revert to regular Dine Bittel. Tam Kikim, it's Midmina. There's no Tam Kikim. So it's Botel Chag B'Shrei. But that this is this new svar b'chudeshes of the Rash that by separate pieces hagam in bittul grove is if it's min b'shein amino it doesn't matter flour yes nice and time not and the tam kikir is the rice if this would be min b'shein amino tam kikir would be the rice but by min b'amino you don't have tam kikir since it's a difference between separate pieces and when it's nimayach if it's nimayach so it's botul chav betray. If it's not Nimayach like by Kupois, then it depends. If Kizayis Bechdei Achilles Pasas, they're a bottle like Abaye, it's also a bottle. Because according to Abaye, the Achilles Isser is not Nidim Bechdei Asma. You see, there's no Kizayis Bechdei Achilles Pasas, can't be done as a Kizayis Bechdei Achilles Pasas. It's not an Achilles Bechdei Asma. So then it's still bottle Chav Betray, and that's why Abaye says that you need the Hetim Safis, you won't apply over here, because it's bottle Droid, unless you happen to have right Mister, and then there's no bottle Droid. But if you hold like Abdimi, the Kizayis Bechdei Achilles Pasas is their Isa, and you have separate pieces, then even by Ibn Bimini it'll be an Issa Deraisa. This is what the Svar Mechodesh is. He's going to use this to explain the Gemara in Avodah Zarah about time in Mamashi, what's the case of time in Mamashi. We'll see that better. We'll see next time. Okay. Maybe we'll dive in here.
And really, when we see that the Rosh in the second half there, in the third, in the Rosh in the third, 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 in the third,